Fuck.
My wife's like, what are you laughing at? As I'm in the kitchen, I said, oh, Hank's lost his shit. I read out all this shit. She was in me just laughing. Fuck, it was funny.
Man, I sat up last night, I wrote six pages.
Hang on a sec, I'm going to take this call.
Fuck. And you put me on hold. Fuck.
Minisode.
Here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes. I can't express how much balls I've sucked.
Here it comes.
I don't know. We left it. I must have just not mentioned it.
It's all right, mate. Don't worry. We'll do it Thursday.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, you can look forward to it Thursday.
It's not the same.
Jesus Christ. Do you have cancer?
No.
Then shut up.
Podcast withdrawal.
We're doing one now, you fucktard. That's funny.
What's new?
It's new. I can't believe Rockets think they can get Kevin Love using Jeremy Lin as a trade piece. That's nearly as funny as you cracking it.
No, they're not going to get him, Jeremy Lin.
Well, like I said to a guy on Facebook, what are they going to throw in? What else are they going to throw in? A sheik? Parsons, that's not going to get the deal done. They don't need a sheik. They've got Deng and Pekovic.
Well, it's that thing, you know, like, strictly from a Minnesota point of view, if they're giving up Kevin Love, they're going to take that other team to town.
Couldn't agree more.
Do you know what I mean? Like, from a non-Laker point of view, from a long, like, just strictly Minnesota point of view, if they don't take the other team to town, then they haven't done their job.
Yeah, well, I agree. I was talking to Joey today again on the lunch break, and pardon me, I said, because he goes, oh, bloody, you know, bloody whiz, they can bugger off, and those talks will break down when Beal's mentioned, and I said, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's a backup plan here. If I'm GM, my backup plan is you're not going anywhere, you're staying a year, and my backup plan is I've got Deng, you can walk. And I've got Pekovic to trade. You're going to get someone good for Pekovic. So that's my backup plan, even if they win 55 games.
So your backup plan is if he walks...
I'm making some changes.
Just capture. See, this is my thing. He's walking. Because he hasn't come out... Like, since come out from his camp, he hasn't come out and squashed that. So it's obviously standing by that. Because if that wasn't the case, he would have already come out... You know, the next day or the day after that, and said that no, it's all false. You know, I'm just going to test the free market and see what happens. But there's been none of that. Absolutely, not even a peep from Kevin Love. You can't let him walk for nothing because you're Minnesota. No big free agent's going to sign there. Like, it's just how it is. No,
but you can let him walk because don't have to take this shit.
I agree with what you're saying, but I just feel like you need to get picks or you need to make a trade to bring someone else in and lock them in via contracts, okay, and change their mind after that. Do you know what I mean? Show them what Minnesota's about after that. Winning fixes everything. Do you know what I mean? Unfortunately for Kevin Love, you know, some of it his fault too. You know, they just haven't got it done, but I just feel bad for the fans of Minnesota if they just let him walk because... What good is all that cap space if they can't sign anyone? Honestly, I literally feel there's only three teams worth Minnesota's time. Boston, Cleveland, and Orlando. Because they have assets, they have, you know, draft picks and young talent. And that's what you need. And that's what they need to do with Kevin Love. And everyone's bringing up, you know, the whole, well, they tried this before with Kevin Garnett. Well, you know what? This is a different GM. Different situation, and I just sort of feel like, yeah, you can't let him walk away with nothing, you know? Like, it's the ultimate insult to the fans. Haven't the fans suffered enough? I mean, they've been on the verge, it feels like, the last 2 years of cracking the playoffs, but it's always something. And the thing is, with Kevin Love, from Kevin Love's point of view, all right, I can kind of see it, all right? I see where he's coming from. I don't necessarily agree with it all, but if he's serious and he really wants to shake this shadow on his career of not being able to play playoffs, well, he's gone to the East Coast. It's the only way he's going to get it done. The West is too competitive. He won't sign with Golden State. If he wants a sure shot lock at the playoffs, he's got to go to the East.
What if they get Lonnie Holt?
I don't think it's going to matter. I think it's too far gone now.
But this is why I'd stick to my guns, because if you can get Lonnie Holt, this team's improving defensively.
Yeah.
If I'm Flip, I'm saying to myself privately, if we could just crack the 55 win mark, and like you said, winning cures everything, that might just be enough. He might just say, well, you know what? We're way ahead of Boston. We just won 55 games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking around. It's worth a shot. That's why I'd be willing to risk that him walking away, because I've still got some tradable pieces in Peck.
Okay, like they keep him, they make the playoffs. They're going to get bounced first round, Vince.
But that's okay. It's the first time they've made the playoffs in a long time. You're not going to win the NBA Finals on your first return back to the playoffs.
Who are you signing? Who are they going to sign to bring in that next season to help Kevin Love get out of that first round? Do you know what I mean? It's like they're not signing big free agents. They've got to. What they've tried in the past hasn't been working. They need a totally new angle on this.
Yeah, and they've gone through the drafts. They've got themselves Rubio. They've got themselves Dean. They've got Pekovic. Dean in a couple of years will be the starting centre. You're going to get something good for Peck.
Yeah, I just think Kevin Love's made up his mind, man.
For now, he probably has. But send a message. Say in a few years Minnesota get number 4 pick and they pick an absolute stud up. Send a message saying, you sign a contract here and then you sign an extension, or we match your restricted free agent contract. You're staying here for the long haul. We're not, you know, teams just, like Carmelo in Denver, wanted to be traded. They traded him. Well, yeah, get stuffed. You're sticking around until your contract's finished.
I hear what you're saying. Moral standpoint, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I just think in reality, I just think the fans deserve a little better. I mean, they deserve better than a Kevin Love who's, you know, threatening to walk out the door and not, you know, not see the job through. Like, they deserve a bit of a...
You know what? They do. You're right. And I'd love to see him win a chip. They're probably my second favourite team in the league, but... Mm. Well, they are, but...
Aren't you kind of intrigued about, you know, like, officially handing the car keys over to Rubio and seeing what he can do with his squad?
Of course I am, but I'm just sick of seeing these smaller teams getting held to ransom by these stars who just go, oh, no, stuff it, I'm not sticking around for the long haul. I want to go get a championship right away. I just hold him to ransom and say, bad luck, buddy.
But how about the Sacramento Kings in this? Put their hand up and said that, you know what, we're happy to take on Kevin Love, even without a guarantee.
Are the Maloofs back, are they?
This is why you can't have nice things, Sacramento. This is why. When you go and do dumb things like this, I'm sorry.
This is why Hank can't have a draft show tonight.
Are you trying to bury that team?
Oh, they're ridiculous.
They don't need draft picks. They don't need any more potential. They don't need a big free agent signing. They need a clue. They need a clue. Are you guys kidding me? How could you say that? Like, how, like, real Sacramento fans are sitting at home right now just going, what did they just do? We just got the okay for the new arena and you guys are going to bury us for the next 10 years. Thanks.
Well, they'll probably trade him for DeMarcus Cousins and go, shit, we need a center, guys.
I could not believe it. I was like, that is ridiculous.
But that plays into our hands. Well, when I say our hands, the Lakers' hands beautifully, if that happens.
How's that?
Because we haven't got anything to trade for Kevin Love right now. We're hoping he goes somewhere and leaves as a free agent. Now, if he goes to Sacramento, there is no way he's staying there. Nobody stays there.
No.
That's when we're going to... Because they can offer him, I think, the most money if he goes there. Is that right?
I believe so.
He won't stay there. Even though they can pay him the most, he won't stay there. We'll come in and give him $88 million, $90 million, and he'll take it. I'm telling you, that's the way we'll get him if he goes there.
I'll tell you what, just to sort of finish up on Kevin Love, because I'm sure we'll touch again on that situation in a draft show, but...
It's going to be a lot of Kevin Love touching.
I feel like he's handed them the golden ticket in Minnesota. Do you know? It's like, it's okay to trade me. Like, you know, just trade me somewhere I want to go where I have a chance to win. It's okay to trade me.
Yeah. Well... Look, I'm sure there's going to be a ton of people out there who disagree with what I said, but I would be willing, and because it hasn't worked for any other team, really, when they've traded their stud. So I would take the gamble. You've got to have some luck with injuries, sure. And I'd be hoping like hell that 55 wins, a well-coached team, a plan going forward would make him stay.
Well, we'll leave the Kevin Love talk for now because I did want to touch on something that happened during the week, a little bit under the radar. And look, this may be nothing, but it may be something. So I figured we should talk about it anyway. As you're aware, you know, like a lot of players that are signed to brands, they, you know, they get their own exclusive colorways and, you know, should they need a shoe from, say, Jordan Brand, you know, the company's usually more than happy to turn around and give them what they want. A lot of players do get, you know, specific colorways to, you know, their teams, whether it be away colorway, whether it be a home colorway, and those pictures leak sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, the sneaker scene is huge. You know, we all play ball, so we love the game. We know how big a part the sneaker scene is in all this. So there was recently some custom Air Jordan 11s on the internet for Carmelo Anthony. Looked awfully like a Chicago colorway.
Sure it wasn't Nick Orange?
Well, it looked pretty red to me. And you know what? All red, white base with the clear gum sole. Looked really nice, don't get me wrong. But I was like, hang on a minute. This could be nothing, but maybe Jordan Brand have accidentally leaked some images of a shoe destined for Melo's next big decision.
You think Melo's told them already?
He might be just doing them a favor by keeping it quiet. I mean, that's the funny thing in all this. You know, you think if you came to that decision, you think that you wouldn't help your former team. I mean, really, especially if you think they're gonna, you know, they're capable of turning it around. Like, you know, you wouldn't go, all right, let's work out a sign and trade with my former team so we can have less moving forward. No, what about a straight up just walkout? What about I'm done?
Look, I've said all along he's going there, so it wouldn't surprise me if he's already asked for some shoes to get done up.
I mean, look, we've talked about it on previous shows. You know, obviously the scoring load eases a little bit with bringing a guy like Melo in, especially after the Deng trade, which it kind of feels like it makes a bit more sense now after the Deng trade.
Yep, Amnesty Boozer.
Taj let slip through the week that, you know, that he's been promised that he would be starting, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, that just says, like, something's in the air. Like, they either know already that Melo's coming, which it's exciting. I'd love to see him in Chicago because, you know, he's got a chance to win because he's 32.
My biggest concern has been actually all this talk floating around about Coach Tibbs going.
Would only leave for the Knicks, he said. That's his dream job. But he's not going. If they get Melo, Rose is back.
Is he?
I can tell you now, if Melo goes there, they're... Other veterans are going to want to go there because it's, you know, they see a chance to win a ring. Mm. Why would he leave? You go to New York to rebuild? I don't think so. I mean, as a coach, you want to win championships. Stay where you are.
I'll tell you what, Phil's got his work cut out right now in New York.
Oh, massively.
We need a little bit of Laker talk here, I think.
Oh, about time. What's the ratings go up now?
So I want to talk about Brian Scott and what he said through the week.
What about Byron Scott?
I said Byron Scott.
You said Brian.
I didn't say Brian. I said Byron.
Play it back.
How about I just make up something different then? Bron Scott says he's the perfect fit for the Lakers job, but Kobe would have to change his game for him.
I think Kobe's intelligent enough to realise when he has to change his game because he's done it before. I don't think he needs Byron Scott to tell him.
100% agree with you. And I just sort of think back to the season that he did go down injured. You know, they needed Kobe to be a little bit more of a facilitator than just the scoring machine. And he was averaging, you know, big assist numbers. Like you said, just said then, you know, I think Kobe realizes that, yeah, it's that whole reason why Kobe doesn't try to throw down on everyone anymore.
Yep.
Kobe's evolved enough and is at that tier where he just wants to do whatever it takes to win. If that means, you know, that he has to take less of a scoring role, then so be it. I'm really interested to see what they do in this year's draft. But first of all, I just thought, Byron Scott, why are you shooting yourself in the foot? You haven't even got the job and you're already throwing little darts at the franchise guy.
Because he said he and Kobe have got a great relationship.
yeah, well, if I read that and I'm Kobe Bryant, I'm like, you haven't even got the job yet.
Yeah, I agree, because you've got to be very, yeah, you know, like you're sort of saying, you know, you've got to be careful when you're talking to Kobe or talking to the media about Kobe.
The last thing you want to do is rub in the wrong way before you've even got the gig. Wait till the ink's dried first, buddy.
But see, I'm not high on Byron Scott as a coach. Yes, he knows what the town expects because he played there and he won championships there. And
I mean, he's got enough experience. You know, he's been to the NBA Finals. You know, he's been around the block.
But like I said to you on Facebook, he went to those two NBA Finals with the Nets pretty much on the back of Jason Kidd.
Ooh.
Like, Kidd was in his prime. Kidd was killing it.
That a great team. That a good team.
Me and you could have coached that team with Kidd running it the way he was playing. So I'm not totally convinced. He did okay at New Orleans. Sucked at Cleveland. But I think Kyrie had his... It's a short career, but I think he's had his best years under Byron. I wouldn't be as disappointed as I was when we hired D'Antoni. But I see we interviewed Gentry, Alvin Gentry.
Yep.
D'Antoni clone.
I was going to say, he was actually on the bench with D'Antoni.
At Phoenix?
Yes, but didn't he come across to LA as well?
Don't think so.
Maybe briefly before he joined Doc Rivers in LA?
No, I don't think so. He actually was a different style of coach to system to D'Antoni's. Then he went to Phoenix, was an assistant, and D'Antoni left, and he pretty much just changed his system to D'Antoni's system. Very similar.
He did have, well, see, in his, well, I think in his defence, he played a lot more defence than what D'Antoni.
Well, he only gave up 115 instead of...
Well, it's that thing, you know. Gentry also realised what he had in front of him, the pieces he had. You know, he still had Amari, he still had Steve Nash.
Yeah.
So he obviously realised to an extent that what D'Antoni, in principle, you know, worked. But he's still a real coach and still realises that you need to play defence to win games. And, you know, that went close once.
Yeah, got lucky.
Cody got
two
hot.
Things. The Lakers showtime was showtime, but they played D. And... name one team that's won a championship run in that system. Zilchur.
Good point.
Full of it tonight, right?
Woo, full of something.
Good points. Don't put you in the mouth. No.
You know, the dust is sort of settling and it's not in the room. You know, it's not big news anymore. You know, starting to die down. Things are getting sorted out slowly. But, you know, of course, you know, we touched on not so long ago the whole Donald Sterling saga that, and we said we wouldn't touch it, you know, that topic again until, you know, some more things had developed. So take it for what it's worth, but Sterling's decided to avoid the court system and allowing his estranged wife to sell the team. Now, I know this is a little bit of old news, but I did want to touch on it because not so much on that, but more so on the fact that this is Adam Sterling home run right now. He has got everyone on side as far as, you know, the players and the owners, well, most of the owners, the coaches, everyone, you know, the way he handled the Sterling situation. But his home run right now is to sell the team to a Seattle-based ownership. That's his home run this year.
Oh, we could only hope.
That's his home run. I'm like, okay, well, the Clipper fans, I mean, they're either going to go one of three ways. They're either going to go to the Lakers... They're even going to go to the Warriors or Sacramento.
Well, we don't want them, so two choices.
Or they follow the team to Seattle. My only thing is with that is that LA makes enough money to have two teams in LA. So maybe, you know, if an ownership comes in to buy the team, that maybe there's just too much money in LA for them to, you know, to move the franchise.
Yeah, which would probably be the case.
But I've got to say, I just feel like this is the perfect... time for the league to sell the team back to Seattle. Like, I can't think actually of a better scenario than...
Yeah, but...
Unless we're talking an expansion and getting another team in the East.
The problem is, if Chris Hansen puts his name up to buy the team...
Yeah.
Owners will block it.
Do you think?
Yeah, because they know what he wants to do. Because there's no reason to move them, is there?
But you got to think, you know, the Lakers would be happy to move the team out. That just means more money for them. You know, the same for the Warriors. The same, you know, like the same for Sacramento. Like, you know, they're going to see a little bit of a spike in money or whatever. And you're going to look like the saviour from all these pissed off Sonics fans across the world, across the globe.
Yeah, I want Seattle to get a team come hell or high water. I want them to get a team. I don't care how they do it, just get a damn team there.
But wouldn't it be good to hand them a team back that's good?
Yeah, it would, but it would feel just... it'd feel a little bit weird.
Well, look, you know...
This whole group was Clippers, now it's Sonics, but they'd obviously, I guess once they start winning, nobody's going to care.
Well, it's that thing, you know, there would still be players on that squad, you know, the relocation to Seattle, that would probably, you know, move around and shuffle a bit, but, you know, the core would essentially be the same, I figure, and I just think this could be Adam Silver's perfect chance to hit his home run this season. I mean, if he could...
Yeah, it probably is a good time, but I just can't see another owner moving them out. They're a moneymaker there. Do they make more money than if they were in Seattle? I don't know, but, geez, I'm tipping you're making a fair whack.
It's an interesting thought, anyway.
I'm happy to chip in some money to the Seattle group.
Yeah, I just don't earn that much.
Oh, neither do I, but I'm sure $100 could get us a slight percentage.
A seat backing or something? I don't know.
Well,
I could pay for a few bolts to put the seats in. Well, Vince, every week we hit the Facebook page, all caps courtside, and ask you guys, the fans, there's another one now. What topics or teams you'd like to hear about on this week's show?
Oh, I've got a topic.
Oh, uh-oh.
I was trolling through Facebook before.
Mm-hmm.
And who do I see? My dear old buddy, Nick Younger.
Nick?
At some club.
Wait for it.
In a photo. Yep. With a girl, people. He was with a girl.
Woohoo!
Mind you, he looked a little uncomfortable.
But a girl all the same.
He looked like he left his coat hanger in his shirt. Well done, Nick. Good to see. A bit worried there for a minute. Not there's anything wrong with that, but it just still looked a bit uncomfortable. Don't worry, mate. It'll happen one day.
Can you stop zinging our members, please? Back to the Facebook questions.
Yes.
Caelan Woods, he wants to know, how does the draft lottery affect the potential free agency signings? A lot.
Well, I don't think it really affects us. I only worry about my team.
There's been such a build-up towards this draft. A lot of teams are banking on it, and a lot of teams have been holding out to make moves and potential moves. So I actually think it's going to be quite a busy draft day, and I'm really, really pumped and look forward to it. I want to see like a trade that goes down that just sort of, you know, maybe changes the landscape a little bit, or yeah, I just feel like that this is going to be the one.
What day is the draft? Like Australian time, please.
Australian time, it is.
I'm seriously going to take the day off for that.
I was just about to say the same thing. I'm going to take the day off work for that one.
It's got to be done. It's the first time we've had a lottery pick since Bynum. We all know how that turned out.
Zing! It is on Thursday, June 26th, so that will mean it's on the 27th for us. So it'll be a Friday.
No, if it's on their 26th, it's the 25th for us.
No,
sorry.
We're a day ahead.
27th for us. Oh, yeah. My God.
We're a day ahead. Yeah, we're in the future, man. We're in the future.
No, yeah, that's right. We're not in the past. Got it all mixed up.
Oh, wow, there's a lot of draft questions this week. I'm going to leave the draft questions, guys, because...
For the draft show?
We've got our draft show coming up that I didn't mention to Vince that I sat up last night writing 6 pages worth of...
Okay, nah, get stuffed. I'm going to pull up our little...
No.
Combo. You're going to look like a dick.
I am at fault. I just assumed all my talk about the draft meant that you realised we were doing a draft show. But I didn't actually say it, so I'm taking the fall. So it is my fault. But we'll have one out this week anyway. Our next question, Vince, comes from Joey! From Timberwolves Explosion. And he wants to know, what in bloody hell is going on in Memphis?
Well, I think you're best to answer that.
I have been asking that ever since the new ownership came in. That is probably the biggest problem in Memphis. Although, I, you know what, hats off. They're looking at extending out Zach Randolph when I thought he would have been traded by, you know, the season's end this year. There just seems to be a real ego clash right now.
That's a wrong move. I'm sorry.
Well, look, I'm happy for them to sign. Look, it's a mess. It's a mess. It really is a mess. You know, they traded away our bench. The new ownership come in. Look, I'm not so mad with the Rudy Gay trade. I sort of question who they traded for. But I'm dealing with it. They wanted Jaeger to wear a headset.
What?
While he coached. Much like you see in the NFL on the sidelines.
What for?
So he could, what was it, take instructions?
From who?
From, well, I'm assuming the owners or whatnot.
My God.
How about letting the guy coach?
It's not that Hollinger knob, is it?
No, Hollinger, it's not Hollinger, it's the other one. I can't remember his name.
That's another thing. I don't like all these plus and minus and all this shit that people ramble on about all the time. I couldn't give a stuff if someone's on the floor in the team's plus. What is that shit? Plus 30, whatever. I couldn't give a stuff. They coped fine without it in the 80s and 90s. Means nothing. Absolutely nothing. End rant. Jeez, we're plus 7 when Tony Allen's a 2 guard. Oh, whoopty freaking do. Can he put the ball in the basket? That's all I care. And can he make a stop?
I mean, it's just a bit ridiculous. There's a little bit of an ego thing going on out there as well. I'm perplexed. Look, I don't hate the coach. It's just that I thought it was ridiculous that, you know, with the record they have for the respect and for what the city stood for with that team, you know, I really felt like Hollins, you know, echoed that. And to let him go and for, you know, for John Hollinger to walk on the practice court to give instructions to a player while Coach Hollins is, you know, running a practice. I mean, I don't blame him for turning around and giving him an earful.
Now,
and
this Hollinger's never coached in his life, has he?
No. I'm not pinning the blame on him because it's actually the new owners. I really feel...
He sounds like a dick.
I really feel like that the new owners came in with all these new ideas without ever having any experience in NBA and, you know, tried to implement them and wanted to do things their way. There was even talks of trying to bring Coach Hollins back. You know, after the spanking they copped, I think they've got their tails between their legs a little bit, and I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that they can turn it around because, you know what, Gasol's starting to hit his prime and I would hate to see that wasted.
Can you imagine if the Spurs ownership went up to Coach Pop and said, we want you to wear an earpiece so we can give you some constructive criticism?
Far out. Wouldn't you flip it?
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you flip it? Like, I can kind of understand that in the NFL, you know, just because they're so far away from the game. Do you know what I mean? Like, the field is so big, like, literally to get instructions to your quarterback, you need that.
Yep.
But just the size and the space of the court, I mean, yeah, sometimes, you know, arenas can get loud, but, man, you got to let the guy coach.
Yeah, that franchise just bamboozles me at the minute.
I've said it 100 times, Vince. You know, for a short while there, we're a team that other teams feared, and we're a team that if you got matched up against us in the playoffs, you're really, like, sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
And now, I just feel like now we're the other way.
Justin Timberlake, is he a solid partner in all this, is he?
He might be, yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting if they can bring Sexy back. I'm sorry.
Craig Walton's a Timberlake fan.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. He's also a Heat fan.
And Zing Song.
Zing!
And he's also an Enrique Iglesias fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that his hero? I'm sorry, I'm on fire. I'm sorry. Our next question.
He worries me a bit, Craig. I love him, but worries me a bit.
Our next question comes from, I'm going to screw the last name up. Darren Ngo? Ngo? NGO?
Darren, yeah. I played some pickup ball with Darren. And
how do you say the last name?
I said Ng, and I said, is it like fucking? And he said, yeah.
Ah. He asked if it's a Spurs Heat rematch, who wins it this time?
Jeez, I've sworn a lot of this stuff. Spurs Heat, Spurs.
You think Spurs? I think you're right.
I freaking hope so. And not, you know, yeah, no, I really hope so. I think they're playing better ball. But look, I got to say today, LeBron, he looked like he was 10 feet tall out there today.
Yeah.
To me, anyway, I just thought he's really, like, just looks great. Just looked like he was bigger and stronger than everyone else out there today. You know, look, I don't like the man, but hats off to him. He's not better than Jordan for those knobs out there.
Let's not get into that.
No, let's not, but it's true. He's not.
I think Spurs win. I think they really, really want the Heat rematch. You know, I think they feel a little bit robbed, and it's obviously haunted them all summer. They've just meant business from, you know, the start of the season. And I'm not worried about this first loss, you know, to OKC. I think it's going to be a bit more of a reality check. I think Manu mentioned that today, and I think that's totally true. You know, you can best believe Pop's going to be in their ear after that game, and I think the next two of the Spurs.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at Ibaka's house, because I would love to see how he pulled up the next day after that, after playing. Because there's no way he's 100%.
Yeah.
You do not get over a calf like that in about a week.
Yeah.
You just don't.
Can we also just, you know, can people just check themselves? I'm sorry, the amount of, like, people talking about Ibaka, like he's Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, like Willis Reed, like, come on, man. I like Ibaka. I think he's a great player, and I think his offense has come a long way. But, man, come on.
Yeah, he's more like a...
Don't let the hype dictate your view of the game.
It's more like a Charles Jones.
Oh, goodness.
Not really. Yeah, nah, take it easy, people.
Our next question comes from Rick Jones. He asks, if Bosch were to leave the Heat this offseason, would he be worth max money? Could he go back to being the best player on a team after falling to arguably not even the third best player on his current team?
Not if he's going to shoot jump shots and three-pointers all day. To say getting posting up is tiresome and it's getting tired, you haven't done it for 3 or 4 years, mate. So you should be fresh. I just, yeah. You know, Dirk's different. Dirk came into the league like that, and Dirk still does post up a little today, even at his age. There's no reason why Bosch shouldn't be posting up. At least sometimes. I know that he run things for him to get open looks, but
I mean,
God's sake, post up sometimes. Put some pressure on inside.
I actually think he could be, or maybe at least, you know, at worst a two. You've all heard this spiel before. You know, he's the guy who had to sacrifice the most. You know, his game, he gets scrutinized the most because, you know, he drags the defense out so LeBron and Wade can make those slashes to the basket.
Yep.
You know, that's the reason why his rebound numbers are low. And you know what? Does it really matter? Because he rebounds better than Roy Hibbert in this series, that's for sure.
Oh, I have to send Roy a tweet before I go to bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Another motivational tweet.
What, did he have two rebounds the other day?
Oh,
two effing rebounds, Vince.
He airballed a freaking... He's 7'4" and airballed a layup.
Here's a question for you, Vince. You had one for me at the start of the show. I've got one I've been floating around at work and through the grapevine.
Oh, with Fan of Pants.
Shout out to Super Dave.
Super Dave Fordo. Legend.
My question is this. Is Roy Hibbert costing Paul George a chance at a title? Thoughts?
I think two things are the bench and Roy Hibbert.
I mean, if Roy Hibbert shows up, is the bench such a big factor, though?
No. Not as big a factor. So I would say Roy first, bench second. But what is wrong with Roy? Like, how's the Roy that we saw last season?
How long before this gets old in Indiana?
I'm tipping 5 minutes. The minute they lose this series, he's got to be on the block.
I mean, you know, there's a big draft coming up. Could Roy Hibbert?
But I'll tell you what, they can't even use him to trade up in the draft because the way he's played, who'd want to give up a top 10 pick for him?
Yeah.
You know, I love Coach Vogel. One thing I can't understand, when Hibbert is not playing well, why isn't he giving LaVoy Allen a shot? Because LaVoy will rebound for you. He will bang bodies for you. He will make life tough in the paint for the opposition, but he doesn't play him. You've got to try something. Jan Mahinmi, whatever his name is, he's a stick creature. He's not going to hurt anyone. LaVoy Allen will belch out. That's what they need. This is a playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, remember they beat up the Bulls?
Yeah.
Really put them off their game. For mine, he's not trying enough when Hibbert is not performing. So we'll go to the bench later for a group of people. It doesn't work with Roy. You need to try something else. It's frustrating. Watch out. Here it comes. Watch out.